On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was February 14, 1833, the final day of the first session of the 7th General Assembly. The first thing to note is session started at 7 a.m. on this particular day. At one time, session normally started at 9 in the morning. At least the upside is it was a Thursday. The previous day contained the usual business of the Missouri Senate when finishing a regular session with a flurry of legislation coming up for vote. At the end of the legislative day, senators moved to, and this is how it is written in the journal, that the doorkeeper of the Senate be required to deliver over to the Secretary of State, upon the adjournment of the Senate, all books, stationery, and furniture of every description belonging to the Senate chamber, and take his receipt therefor, and file the same with the Auditor of Public Accounts. This would set in motion actions taken on the last day of session, again from the Missouri Senate Journal, that a committee of two be appointed by the Senate to join such committee as may be appointed by the House of Representatives to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to ascertain from him whether he has any further communications to make to the General Assembly at the present session, and that the two houses have gone through the business now before them and are prepared to adjourn without day or sine die. Then a president pro tem was elected. Senators then waited to learn the governor had nothing else for them, and the upper chamber was then adjourned for the year. February 14, 1833, the date marking the end of the first session of the 7th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.